From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Across the country, millions of Americans are going to the polls today, choosing a president, the House of Representatives, and one-third of the U.S. Senate.
Long lines are being reported at many polling places. Some officials are predicting a big increase in voter turnout. The political parties have deployed thousands of lawyers and staffers to monitor voting, looking for any signs of irregularities. So far, there have been very few reports of problems.
To get a sense of what's happening in some of the battleground states, we'll hear from reporters in Florida and New Mexico. But we begin in Ohio with Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland. Hi, Janet.
Hi.
We've been hearing about a flurry of court rulings over the last few days dealing with election challengers, people allowed either at the polls or in hearings to challenge potential voters. And last night there was a ruling on this from a federal appeals court that said political parties could place those challengers inside polling stations themselves. How is that working out today?
Well, this morning there was a bit of chaos, as you might expect, as poll workers tried to figure out whether they were supposed to allow or bar these poll challengers, because as you said, there have been court rulings, and early in the morning, the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned two lower court decisions that barred the challengers, and then when the plaintiffs turned to the U.S. Supreme Court for relief, Justice John Paul Stevens declined to stay the Circuit Court's decision, and in his written opinion, he stated that although the allegations are serious, it would be impossible for him to determine the ultimate validity of the claims, and he said he had faith in elections officials to do their jobs. Now, in a related ruling, bear with me here, it gets kind of complicated, but a judge in New Jersey wrote an opinion that stated that Republican challengers in Ohio are not allowed to use predetermined lists when they're making these challenges at the polling places today. So this ruling has sort of made every bit of printed material that a challenger holds suspect. There have been reports of challengers holding bits of paper, and the local Board of Elections here in Northeast Ohio is looking into that. But it's difficult, as you can imagine, because in order to challenge a voter, you have to have just cause. But how can you have just cause if you can't refer to a specific list that outlines some of the suspect voter registrations?
Well, what did you see today when you visited polling stations around Cleveland?
Well, the rain started falling early here in Ohio, and by about 7:30 this morning, outside of one polling place, a line of just multicolored umbrellas snaked halfway around this elementary school. But I didn't see any voters leaving, although a few of them did look at their watches as they waited in line. And then at another location in Cleveland, it was a real scene. People were hanging outside of polling places. They had lawn chairs and books, and they were handing out literature. And, of course, they had those sturdy umbrellas for the downpours. The mood was almost festive.
What about problems either at the polling places that you visited or others you may have heard about around the state in Ohio?
Right. At one location, a man was turned away for not having a valid photo ID. It was David Boyd of Cleveland, and he said that even though he was a valid voter, he was not permitted to vote, and he vowed to return to his polling place with identification. Voters here in Ohio are not supposed to have to show ID unless there is a problem with their registration or they're being challenged. At another location, election workers were asked for voter ID, and under Ohio law, as I said, you shouldn't have to show that ID. So those were the problems mostly that I saw was people being asked for ID when they weren't supposed to have to show that.
Okay, Janet, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Janet Babin of member station WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio.